Hello, BCT listeners. This is Josely Walter, and I am here to discuss a new product. Well, it's not so new. I've had one for a while, and I've been using it on my pet cockatiels, Kyle and Stan, for quite some time. But this new product is called a flight suit. And what it is, I'm looking for it right now. Where did I put that? Uh-oh.
1:30 p.m.
On the clock there. There it is. What the flight suit is it's a harness slash leash slash bird diaper. Essentially, it keeps your bird tethered to you if you want it to, and also keeps the bird's droppings off of you. I'm holding a flight suit in my hand right now, and this one happens to have the leash attachment on it, but take that off very easily. It's all Velcro, these adjustments. There we go. And what the flight suit is, holding it in my hand with the Velcro side up, because the Velcro goes up the back of the bird, and it looks like kind of an arrow head. It's got two straps on one end, and the other end tapers down to a point, and it's almost like a bathing suit for a bird. The material feels like a bathing suit. There are two wide openings, one on either side of the suit. That's for the bird's wings and feet to go through. And the straps go up in front of the bird's wings. The wings, if you're holding your bird and, you know, you feel where the wings are, there's like an indentation where the wing meets the body, the joint above the wings, almost by the bird's shoulders. And the suit basically goes over the bird's shoulders. The bird's head goes between the two straps. And the Velcro of the suit goes all the way down the back of the bird. On the underside of the suit, there's cloth that goes between the bird's legs and on the bird's chest. The cloth then widens out into a pouch, and when the suit is on the bird, this pouch is directly under the bird's anus or vent, and this pouch serves to catch the droppings. It also serves to keep the droppings away from the bird once the bird lays said droppings. And it's actually very effective. I've had absolutely no problem. I've had birds do their duty while I had them on my shoulder, and nothing got on my shirt, so there was no problem there. As I said, the back Velcros up, and you unvelcro it to put the suit on the bird, so there's no, you know, trying to force the bird's head through a hole. There's no, you know, trying to force the wings really through a hole. It comes up under the bird, goes very nicely over the wings. You do have to help them pull the wings out from the, you know, to either side. But once they're out, the bird's very comfortable. They can even fly with the suit on. And that's pretty much what the suit looks like. I am using a medium suit because I have two cockatiels and they're over 6 months old. And I'd say the suit is about 4 inches long and about 3 inches wide. I might be wrong there, but I'm going to give you the website URL for the flight quarters or Avian Fashions that makes the suit. This is very durable. I've had this one that I'm holding in my hand. I've had it for quite a few months. And there are no tears in it. Nothing, you know, that the bird has... Nothing the bird has done to it has destroyed it. They have picked at the Velcro, and the Velcro is still very well firmly attached. They have picked at the straps. They're still intact and everything. And it's actually a very durable suit. And the suit itself is, you know, it's great for if you want to just let them run around the house without them leaving presents for you all over the place. I've got one suited up. He's sitting on top of his cage right now. But you can also use it to take your bird out with you. And to do that, you would need the leash attachment, which I have one for each suit. And the leash attachment, this is a lanyard-style leash. The medium suits have the lanyard style. The larger suits have, like, the kind you would use for a dog leash, and I guess there's a different kind for the smaller suits, which I haven't seen or anything. But the leash itself, it's just a loop with a clip at the end, which attaches to a rectangular piece of Velcro, roughly the length of the Velcro that goes up the suit. There's the hook end, you know, the hook side of the Velcro, and then there's the soft side of the Velcro. There's a ring in the Velcro, and it's to that ring that the leash is attached. And what you do is you un-Velcro your suit, and you lay the soft side of the Velcro against the hook end of the Velcro on the suit. And that fastens the leash right on, and it's no big deal, you know, just hooks right on, and then when you hook the suit on, it goes onto, you know, it's hooked right on there, and the bird can't pull away from you. You hold on to the leash, and he's not going to go anywhere. Now, I'm going to demonstrate putting a suit on. I will be right back. I'm going to go get a bird. Okay, I'm back, and I have with me Kyle, who is just your standard cockatiel. I don't think there's really any different kinds of breeds. He's just, he's about 2 years old. And he's my tamer boy, though he is trying to get away from me right now because he doesn't like being restrained. And I'm going to put his flight suit on him. He's a little easier about it than his brother is. Stan, his brother, is a little bit of a wild child when it comes to this. Now, I'm holding the suit so that my fingers are through one side of the suit so that the strap is over my left index finger, and that's the right-hand strap. The left-hand strap is over my thumb. And I'm going to take hold of Kyle, and I'm just holding him in my hand because he's small. Your bigger birds, you can stand on a table, hold them against your chest. You know, do whatever you have to do to get it on there. Kyle, you're being a stinker today, aren't you? And I have slipped the he got away, but he's got the suit on. Which is a good thing, because now I can just grab the leash. Because his is attached. And he's not going to go anywhere. Even though he's running around on my floor. Come here, buddy. Good boy. Kyle's better trained with the suit. He's... Good boy. Come on, step up. Good boy. Now, the suit is on him. What I did was I put the straps over his wings, so his wings are through the sides of the suit, and the suit is now on his chest, under his belly, between his legs, and the pouch is on the vent, under the vent of the suit, and the leash is down by his tail, and he's sure talking about it. Now, I'm going to put him on my shoulder. He's actually very well trained. Come here, buddy. And I'm going to go get Stan because he needs to get the leash put on him. He's only got the suit on him right now. Come on, Stan. Come on, buddy. Come on, bud. Step up.